anybody within the sound of my voice listening to this program we call What's On Your Mind right now that has not decided who they are going to vote for. If so, I'd love to have a conversation about that process that they're going through. Maybe what you want to hear from the debate tonight. I don't know. I have this feeling that it's a really small amount of people, small percentage of people that haven't actually made up their mind. Don't you think? Seriously. What would be left to have you sway one way or the other? I mean, that's what these debates are about, right? It's about undecided voters and about trying to sway them to your side. I think there was a time when, way before 24/7 cable news on every dang channel you can turn to and internet options for news and, breaking news that comes as often as it comes, to your phone, that maybe these things were darn important. Because you sat down in front of the TV and you said, okay, I'm going to watch them and I'm going to decide who I like better. But I don't know. But that's a reality. That's today anymore. What do you think, Kev?
Yeah, I can't think of anybody that is still probably undecided. If this election more than any, I would imagine that number is way down. It's because of the polarization that's going on.
And again, Democrats today, in my mind, I think of Democrats in my mind like I think of Hubert Humphrey. Okay, that was the kind of Democrat I grew up with.
Yeah. Yep. Me too.
Happy warrior, wanted yep. wanted a better safety net.
Yep. From the Kennedy era of ask not.
And, yeah.
My dad too. Yep.
And
that party's gone.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
they're gone.
So Democrats today, I don't know that kind of Democrat exists anymore. And they, so much of the Democratic Party today, I think of what now? I think of Black Lives Matter. I think of every member of the Minneapolis City Council, a Democrat from a yes. large city, saying, "Let's defund the police."
Portland, Seattle, St. Louis,
right? Exactly.
On down the list.
Yeah, exactly. And can you get them to agree that any limits on illegal immigration are a good idea? That's kind of a tough ordeal, too. So I don't know.
Well, it's safe to say that the Democratic Party has got a serious identity problem. It's got a serious image issue.
And, well, and
numerous mixed messages.
It is what it is. But my point is this. I don't know if anybody in that category would ever be in the same universe politically as Donald Trump.
Right. Yeah.
Right? And the ironic thing is Donald Trump isn't your kind of typical Republican either. I mean, look at the amount of attention that Donald Trump has paid to unemployment in minority communities. Look at what he did with prison reform. Look what he did in recognizing their people in prison because of minimums and sentencing that is, too soon. Mm-hmm. Today's Democratic Party says, no, I'm not going to meet with that Supreme Court nominee because I don't like her. I'm not going to meet with her. I mean, there's actual members of the U.S. Senate, including the majority leader, who says, I'm not going to meet with her. Like, seriously.
Wow.
So, there again, there was a time when these folks were the party of women, right? They're the party of women. They're going to stand up for women. They're going to, now a very qualified, distinguished member of the appeals court is nominated for the U.S. Supreme Court, and they're not even going to meet with her.
They don't think enough of that woman.
So in other words, they're pro women as long as they agree with them that, abortion on demand and, you want it, you get it. Just.
Well, Kamala Harris yesterday, Amy Coney Barrett means ACA is at stake. The ACA is at stake
here.
Oh, they
love that.
Your health care is at stake.
They love that line.
But can you tell me why Trump signing an executive order yesterday, or the day before, protecting pre-existing conditions, almost got zero coverage and not a word about it, but that they're still saying that he is going to decimate the ACA. He's going to ruin health care.
Yeah, that's...
I mean, he's fixing the parts that are broken.
Yeah.
Simple.
And they're riding that pony all the way to Election Day. They love that one.
Trump will kill you.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
You won't get your doc. You won't get anything.
Nope.
Can't get an aspirin.
If you are undecided, let's chat. Okay? Let's just have a conversation. If you know somebody that's undecided and you've had a conversation with them, that might be a little easier. Let's have a chat. 271-1100. That's our phone number to call us. 271-1100. And if you're in that camp, what are you looking for tonight? What's it about? On the program today, we are going to have some fun today. Yes, we are. Yes, we are. The New York Times best-selling author. Are you ready? Judge Jeanine Pirro.
Very excited.
You excited about that?
Love Judge Jeanine.
She's written a book called, and I love this title, Don't Lie to Me. Don't lie to me. That should be our mantra. You know what? 60 Minutes, fake news about a North Dakota company building the wall, ignoring the fact they were the high bidder. Ignoring the fact they were the high bidder. Oh, how'd they get this bid? I don't know. How'd they get the bid? They bid lower than everybody else. And by the way, on the three or four jobs they have now, the total over $1 billion, guess what? They saved the taxpayers about $200 million. Where was that 60 Minutes? More fake news. So we should just say, don't lie to me. Media, don't lie to me, Joe Biden. Don't lie to me, Kamala Harris. And stop trying to steal our freedom. I love the title of that book. I love it. I absolutely love it. So we look forward to that. Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford is going to talk census today. Senator John Hoeven and the money guy, Brian Cronk, will be here. Mike's on the phone. Mike's got a question or comment. Go ahead, Mike.
Good morning. Are you there?
I am. Yeah, you got to turn your radio down. You'll be a little confused there, Mike, because there's a delay in what comes out your radio. But turn that down, and then we could chat on the phone here. What's on your mind?
Oh, listen, this is, maybe I'm living in a cave or something, and I'm just totally out of connection. But polling places. I thought I'd call in and just, I'm not sure everybody knows. I sure didn't. Like in Trail County, there's one place to go, Mayville. There are very, very few polling places by compared to before voting places.
Yeah, I remember. I'm not sure you're right, Mike. There hasn't been a lot of discussion on that. There was during the primary because there were some counties that didn't want to do any. Now, some counties in North Dakota have always had mail-in voting in sparsely populated counties, as an example. And then what they would do is they'd take the county seat and they'd say, there's your poll. You know, there's your one spot. But I don't know, is Trail County, is that different? Where would you normally vote in Trail County?
No. Oh, man, not so terribly long ago, every township, which would have meant like 30 polling places. But it whittled itself down over time to a few. But I'm not sure, where we normally vote is across the street, not this year.
Yeah.
So, people who are kind of think, well, I'll go vote on when it's time to vote. And they may find that they're in long lines 6 feet apart. And
Well, you've not been in a cave. I'll tell you that, Mike. I don't know. I don't like it one bit. I don't think if we can stand in line at Walmart, right? We can stand in Walmart line of Walmart to check out or to whatever. Why can't we vote where we vote? Oh, it's hard to get workers. You can't get employees. Advertise for them. Yeah. People do it all the time. Here, we'll help you. I bet you could find patriots that would do it for free. Sign up for 4 or 5 hour shifts or something.
I think that's absolutely certain. But my greatest concern is. That people don't really realize it. And they say, well, yeah, but they were doing that in the primaries. Well, you know, the primaries were kind of a fiat accompli. You weren't going to change much of anything with your vote, and not that you shouldn't, but
no, it's a different deal. It's a different deal. You're absolutely right. We will call the Trail County Auditor and find out, like, how they have announced this. How is this happening? How many do they normally have? Why are they doing one? We'll ask the tough questions for you. Okay.
I think check Grand Forks. Check. I'm not just tattling on trail as an example. I think you're going to find that a whole bunch of people think they're going to be able to vote where they used to vote. And not only are they not open, they're going to be in line 6 feet apart. And that alone might say, you know what, I'm going to skip it. And we can't be afford skipping anything this year. So.
Good point, Mike. Appreciate your call. Thanks a bunch. Who is next? Kev? Chad. Hello, Chad. You're on What's On Your Mind?
What do you think? I think Trump should just go back to what he always does and just shoots from the hip like he did in 2016. And I don't think Biden basically is, think he's going to attack him with name calling. But I think Trump can also put exactly what he could do or what he has done on the ballot.
Yeah, that would be that would be something that would be worthwhile tonight for the audience to hear what's been done, because Chris Wallace doesn't report it. No other media reports it. Debate the media. Yeah, well, on that, I did this. I did this.
Right.
I did that. You know, why aren't you reporting on it? It's a good point. Thanks, Chad. Appreciate that. We better break. Jason Lewis, when we come back on What's On Your Mind. Don't touch that dial. This is What's On Your Mind, brought to you in part by Comforting Angels today. Comforting Angels Home Care makes it possible for aging adults to continue to live at home safely and independently, providing personalized care specific to every client. Comforting Angels provides flexible hourly care ranging from simple errands and housekeeping to 24-hour live-in care. Living at home is possible with help from Comforting Angels Home Care. Helping hands with caring hearts. Serving loved ones across the region, they have offices in Hawley, Minnesota, in West Fargo, online at dngangels.com. D like Dove and G like George, angels.com. More after this.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Cocked your head to the side and said I'm angry. 5 days since you laughed at me, saying get back together, come back and see me. 3 days since the living room, I realized it's all my fault, but couldn't tell you. Yesterday, you'd forgiven me, but it'll still be 2 days till I say I'm sorry.
Hold it, now I'll watch a hoodwink. Does it make you stop, think? You'll think you're looking at Aquaman. I summon fish to the dish, although I like the shallots, Swiss, I like the sushi, cause it's never touched a frying pan. Hot like wasabi when I bust rhymes, speak like Leanne rhymes, because I'm all about value. Bert Kemper's got the mad hits, you try to match wits, you try to hold me but I bust through. Gonna make a break and take a pick out like a sink.
Our pals at Chose Investments ought to be your first stop if you are dreaming today about what the future could hold for your business. Finding a prime location, expanding and allow you to accomplish some of your goals, whatever it might be. The folks at Chose Investments, a homegrown company with decades of experience that has the contacts and the relationships that can help you get the answers you need, should be your first stop. Set up a meeting, even if you're just dreaming a little bit. Chose Investments, KJOSinvestments.com, KJOSinvestments.com. Our next guest is the next United States Senator from Minnesota, Jason Lewis. I feel it in my bones. Things are really looking good in this race, but we got to finish strong without question. We're going to be talking to Jason a couple times a week here, counting down and finding out the very latest, getting you informed on this campaign. I want to know, Jason, if you were you're elected on election day, would you think it's a good idea to meet with candidates the president nominate for the Supreme Court? Is that a good idea, or what do you think?
It really is kind of bizarre, and you've got actual representatives of our national or federal government, more accurately, refusing to even talk with Amy Coney Barrett. I have never seen such arrogance. I have never seen such unwillingness to have an open mind. I've never seen people fail to do their constitutional duty in such a blatant way. But my opponent, Tina Smith, is not going to meet with her. She's already said she's a no. These people, all they want to do, whether it's impeachment, whether it's packing the court, whether it's ending the filibuster, whether it's giving statehood to D.C. or any place so that they can, in fact, pack the United States Congress. They want one-party rule, Scott. And by God, they're going to get it even if they have to take the Democrat militia to the streets. This is a clear and present danger. I don't want to sound like Khrushchev here, but the old adage that America will fall from within, the Democrat Party today has jumped the shark completely.
This is just, I mean, I don't know. This is, you know, hard to be the party of women, which they claim to be on the left, when a distinguished woman very recently wasn't close. She handily, was voted on for her seat in the appeals court. Yeah. A few years ago, has this incredible record and is nominated by the president. That's his constitutional duty. There's a vacancy there. And now we're not going to meet with you? We're not going to give you the courtesy of a conversation? Fine, vote no. That's fine. But not even a meeting? I don't know. They just, they are appealing to a really, I don't, what is today's Democratic Party? I grew up, in the era of the Hubert Humphrey Democratic Party, right? The happy warrior and far, far different. You never doubted the values of
pro-life,
exactly right, and never doubted the values of Hubert Humphrey. What's happened, especially in Minnesota?
Well, I just think the squad has overtaken them. That, you know, John F. Kennedy, when he was in college, and there's a great controversy over whether the book was actually ghostwritten, but he talked about while England slept, the fascists were building their army. They weren't paying attention. And his book, his thesis, was called While England Slept. And, of course, you can make the argument that in the last administration or maybe the last few decades, too many of us were sleeping. And while we were, this radical, socialist, and violent movement has gained steam, has funding now. I mean, take a look at these hedge fund managers and Silicon Valley types funding up the bailing out criminals from Florida to Louisville to the Minnesota Freedom Fund. They literally are bailing out people convicted of crimes. Some of them really disgusting and involving a sexual assault of an 8-year-old girl. That's not the party of pro-women. It's not the party of pro-women when you deny one of the most accomplished women in America, Amy Coney Barrett, a seat on the court. This is not the party of women. It's the party of liberal, radical individuals, whether they're men or women. And it's certainly now the party of religious bigotry.
I don't know. Does Tina Smith pick up votes doing this? I mean, if you think this is a good idea, you probably are. We're going to vote for her. So I think this costs her votes.
Well, Tina Smith is doing what Planned Parenthood tells her to do, and Planned Parenthood is going to oppose the nomination because somehow they know how this woman. It's amazing how the critics of Amy Coney Barrett know how she's going to rule on the Affordable Care Act, on Roe. On any particular, they're omniscient almost. We know that. I have no idea how she's going to rule, nor should I. My job to confirm a judge is say, what's your judicial philosophy? Does it jibe with mine? And are you qualified? You're good. And they're not talking about that. They seem to know this and this and this. But look, if you take a look at the way the Republicans confirmed Kagan, Sotomayor, Ginsburg, Breyer, all the liberals on the court, and then you take a look at the Democrats and the way they refuse to confirm any Republican nominee, you'll see who's throwing the temper tantrum and who isn't fit for governance.
That's for sure. What are you hearing in the way of polls? Do you tracking them much at all, your own internal polls? I know I always tell folks when they say, what about the polls? I say, look, I don't care. I really don't. I just think you go as hard as you can now to Election Day, and a lot of these polls are from news organizations that can't be trusted.
What are you going to do? If you get a good poll, let up, and if you get a bad poll, quit? I mean, no, it's immaterial in the final analysis, isn't it? You're going to keep going. But the world is full of wrong polls, and people have made careers out of bad polls, right? I think the Star Tribune or the New York Times, one of them, had Hillary Clinton up by 11 or 12 a week before the election in 2016. She won by one. Just a little bit outside, as Bob Uecker used to say. you've got a ton of polls all over the place, and the question becomes methodology. Do you poll just likely voters? Do you poll all adults? Do you poll just registered voters? And if you poll registered voters, are you polling 40% Democrat and 20% Republican, or are you polling them even? What's your ratio? And so what you set up as the premises, you know, garbage in, garbage out, is going to determine the outcome. We've tried to poll likely voters based on 2016 exit polling for the ratio. And when we do that, we show the race a statistical tie. Star Tribune, New York Times, they just pull all adults. So you have some individual that spends their days, you know, vegging out watching TV that wouldn't know a current event if it hit them between the eyes. They're getting polled. I don't think that's probably accurate.
And the president continues to perform well. Has anything changed there?
Well, it certainly hasn't. I was in Eveleth yesterday, then over to Virginia, then Duluth, and the more Duluth today, then back down to the cities, and then more Duluth, and then back up to Ebbing and Brainerd. And everywhere I go, it's Trump Pence, Trump Pence, Trump Pence, and that's why he's coming back. And I'm looking forward to that again. I was with the vice president in the Twin Cities here earlier this week at a Back the Blue rally. I tell you, this police thing is amazing. When you have a party and my opponent like Tina Smith, who says the problem in society is the dangerous role police play, people recoil, especially women. I shouldn't say especially women, especially men and women, right? But those suburban moms that the Democrats think they're getting by lying about Republicans, they want public safety. They want a protection for their kids.
No,
that issue is front and center.
It is. And, of course, with everything going on in Minneapolis, brings it even more. And I think focuses this race a lot at stake. Jason Lewis, candidate for Senate in Minnesota. Another great chat. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
Take a break. Come back with more on What's on Your Mind.